This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Monday edition. We're digging out. What's the snowfall total, Scott?
3.7 in Bismarck. 9 as you get out to Watford City, and like 7 in Minot.
Last night,
fun.
Pre-Super Bowl last night, about the top two-thirds of North Dakota was all no travel advised.
Yeah.
Not that you were going anywhere. All hanging on to watch the Super Bowl, probably, right? But I watched it as in it was on, but I wasn't watching it. Does that make any sense? I was getting stuff done. And
you were waiting
for
Maroon 5 to get out there, weren't you?
I don't get the whole Maroon 5 thing. I really don't. My daughter did say, "Hey, Dad, Adam Levine, he's Levine. How do you say his name?"
Levine, Adam Levine, yeah. The guy from The Boys.
Yeah, she thought he was all right. But
I just get a kick out of how so many people were offended that there was no, you know, edge to the halftime show. Like, some people cannot be made happy.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought the best thing of the whole night, Kevin, do you have it, is the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, the start of the night. And it, just the whole look and how everything was, it was so fantastic. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, a classic artist, right? Not some flavor of the month. So that was kind of nice. Yeah. It was very wonderful.
Can't be offended by her.
I hope you can't.
Unless you're a complete bigot or something. But, I mean, the point being, it's not one of those artists that there's some group that's offended by. Because, no.
Listen to this. Tell me this isn't talent. Right here. That was not talent. This is talent.
What so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming.
I could listen to that all day long. That and the dog barking orders to Amazon. Those two things I could listen to all day long.
I don't know why this was on just a moment ago, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's talent. That's what we say. That's talent right there, by golly.
We got Thin Lizzy in the halftime show.
I'm a multitasker, buddy. That's all I'm telling you.
So, folks, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind, post-Super Bowl edition, pre-State of the Union edition. Corey Lewandowski is going to be here on the program today. Corey, of course, was campaign manager for Donald Trump for a good deal of time and also now remains an informal advisor, does some things with different organizations that support the president, and we're going to talk a little bit about the State of the Union address. I have a couple of questions for him that are beyond the TikTok of the State of the Union and the current place we are right now, and maybe we can talk about this someday in length, but do you think there's ever going to be a point when people say, okay, look, this guy campaigned for president. He was a little different. He was a little unorthodox. He came out of the business world. He was a little brash. He was a little, you know, braggadocious sometimes. But everything that he campaigned that he was going to do, he did, and the country got better. More jobs, growing economy, better investment, get us out of, you know, conflicts worldwide that we said we were going to get out of forever, take on North Korea, take on Syria. I mean, is there ever going to be a point where a light bulb comes on to say, guy just did what he said he was going to do, and America's better for it? Or if you hate him, do you just hate him forever, no matter what he does? Seems to me like it's the latter. I don't know that,
yeah, agreed.
That people are going to, you know, all of a sudden go, oh, okay, well, I got to admit, he's done some things that he said he was going to do. So I want to talk to Corey a little bit about that long term, just say, you know, What's the way out here? What is the end game? What does it look like? He's reelected in 2020, 8 years in. What, you know, is gradually that come back? Do people warm up to him? What happens? So we'll talk with him about that. We also today on the program have Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Burgum. It's Recovery Day at the Capitol. We'll tell you how you can participate in all of that. They have an actual program over the noon hour, and they have booths going all day long, and it's open to the public, so it should be neat. Chet Pollard will be here. Chet is the North Dakota House Majority Leader. Catch up with him on the legislative session. And then the bottom of this hour, Dan Wadsland will be here, Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers. And we'll talk a little bit about agriculture and energy. We talk about that a lot in this program because they are one and the same in many ways. You can't be for agriculture and not be for ethanol, in my mind, because agriculture benefits mightily from ethanol. See, they're like hand in hand. And Dan's going to talk a little bit about agriculture and wind energy working together because there are many examples where growers, landowners, farmers say, yes, okay, yep, go ahead, put that wind turbine right here, put the tower right there, and have, obviously, a financial benefit from it. So there's a synergy there. There's a working relationship there, so we'll talk about that as well on the program. I don't have a lot of time for open phone time today, but I do want to start a question of the day that we can talk about in the time we have for the bottom of the hour. And also welcome your feedback on this via text at 701-367-2054 or Todd, 701-226-8503. You can also call us. By the way, this is a 24-7 line. I don't say this often, but put it in your speed dial because if you think of something, you're hearing the show replayed on K-Fire from 7 to 9 at night, want to weigh in, this number works, 24-7, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Push 1, you talk to us live on the air when we're on. Press 2 to leave a message anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What is racism? I ask, in all sincerity. You may say it's something, you know, I know it when I see it, right? I'm not sure it's possible to determine who's a racist, however. How do you know when someone is a racist? In my mind, you have to have some sort of x-ray machine into their heart. You really don't know. You really don't know. Now, I'm bringing this up because this governor of Virginia, who's adult, I mean, I don't like the guy. Earlier in the week, he's talking about, you know, we're going to have a baby delivered, we're going to keep it comfortable, then we'll decide whether to kill it or not. I mean, the guy's a nutcase, okay? So I have no empathy, sympathy, no favor for this guy whatsoever. But we have a sport in this country of calling people racist for things, in my mind, that aren't necessarily racism, if that's making any sense. Because this Northam fella, evidently now being called into question because a yearbook page of his has a photo of someone in a KKK uniform and someone with a black face on. Now, please don't throw anything at me, folks. But as a practicing Catholic, the KKK thing is as offensive to me as it would be to anyone who is black, knowing what they did, okay? Because they didn't like blacks, they didn't like Catholics, and they did horrible things to them. I don't look at a KKK uniform, whether it's on Robert Byrd, the former senator from West Virginia, which every Democrat forgot, or this governor from West Virginia, or from Virginia, and like quake in my boots. I think, you know, it's stupid, it's dumb, thankfully it's been repudiated, it's over. The blackface on the thing, help me out here, Todd. If I were of African American descent and someone decided they wanted to play a white guy and went on and got some white shoe polish and put it on their face, I'd think they're really stupid, but I wouldn't think they're necessarily racist. I don't get the whole shoe polish thing.
That's okay. You can do that.
But you can go the other way?
You can't go the other way. You and I can't go in blackface, but An African American can go and wait.
I don't want to do it. I've never done it. I don't get it. I never have either.
But I
put on a horse mask I bought not long ago in Winnipeg to scare the dogs every once in a while and get ready for Halloween. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to mock horses. I'm trying to have a little fun. I don't get it. Now again, I'm white, as Todd says. So maybe there's something that somebody who is black can tell me why that is. Like a dagger to the heart. My point is this, just doing that, and he has said that photo is not him, either the KKK uniform or the blackface is not him. Just doing that, you know, maybe the college kid being stupid. I don't know if he's racist or not. I don't think that's racist. I think it's stupid, especially for anybody that's an aspiring politician. I wouldn't do it.
I think it was Halloween in 1984 is what that was.
Maybe, whatever. I mean, and again, people do that on Halloween. I think, look.
More commonplace.
If we want to pick the top 10 outrages in this world, the top 10 things that will shock you to the core, maybe it's human trafficking. Think of that. Some child kidnapped and then forced to have sex and trafficked through the border that we don't care about the fact that it's for us, right? Maybe it's a kindergarten-sized class of babies every single week exterminated in downtown Fargo. I mean, that's something we should get outraged about. I don't get it. Help me.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of three Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Park River, Lisbon, and Hope, North Dakota. At the meetings, NDSU Extension will discuss past soybean research conducted in North Dakota and the outlook and production issues for 2019. The program will provide information about all the major production decisions which have to be made in order to grow a soybean crop. Meeting dates and locations are Tuesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Park River City Auditorium in Park River. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ransom County Fairgrounds Expo Center in Lisbon. Thursday, January 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion in Hope. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Kendall at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. February is one of my favorite months. Yes, I get to spoil my wife on Valentine's Day, and yes, there are only 28 days in the month. But best of all, Saturday, February 9th is National Pizza Day. So go ahead, celebrate with your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza loaded with the finest quality toppings, then bombarded with delicious cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. And visit Pizza Corner Pizza Facebook page this week for your chance at winning a free pizza for National Pizza Day. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Exactly what you need to be driving if it's going to be below zero for a whole week after a whole bunch of snow. My Schwann GMC Sierra, you know, with the heated steering wheel, the heated seats and stuff. You can get yours at SchwannGMC.com.
How about that? 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number's 258-0550. Let's chat here with Bob and West Hope.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm surviving greatly up here with all the snow.
Yeah, you guys got whacked pretty good, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we've had it since before deer season. Never did leave.
Yeah.
But we're used to it.
Sure you are. You're tough up there. You're tough.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Last Friday, you had a gal from Devil's Lake calling in for these telemarketers and stuff like this here.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Peril Grossman's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to address that question of, you know, what can be done about the telemarketers and using the numbers from North Dakota and all of that. In fact, I had a text after from a guy who said he got, get a load of this, guys. He got a telemarketer call from his own number.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got his telephone number from his own number. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what happened here. I called a party and I asked him, what the heck can we do about this? And he says, call your telephone provider because they are selling numbers to these telemarketers and all these other people. So that's what I did. After I called these other numbers back, I called them back to the parties that called me, and they said there was this number has been disconnected or no longer in service. Okay. Another party I called, he lives right down here by Glenburn, and I, he says, this has happened before to me. He says, they're getting my number and putting it out. So I called my telephone company, and I says, I'm going to get pretty rolling in money pretty soon because these telemarketers and stuff are on my phone 10 to 15 times during the day, and this was 2 weeks before the election. So I told him, that I says, you guys are selling numbers to these guys. He says, oh, no, we would never do that. I says, you know, I'm on that no-call list since 1992. Yeah, I guess I'm looking up your record here. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I says, I'm getting a lawyer and whatever. I'm going to get on the case, and I'm going to become a pretty well wealthy man. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. After we got done talking, since that day, I have gotten 3 calls up till now from telemarketers, anybody. I've only gotten received 3. And then when they do call me, they say, I know you're on the no-call list, but can we talk to you anyway? I just
unbelievable. Well, I got you gave me a couple of things to bring up with Peril Grossman tomorrow, so be listening, Bob, okay, and we'll chat with him then. Jim's on the road. Give me your take, Jim.
Yeah, I want to comment on the hypocrisy of the Democrats. They kissed the ring of Robert KKK Byrd, who was a grand dragon in the Ku Klux Klan, that this guy does this. So I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the hypocrisy, it just makes me ill. It absolutely makes me ill. You know. Why didn't they demand he leave the Senate, I wonder?
You're right, Jim. That's how they play. That's how they roll. It's amazing the media doesn't bring this up more often. I mean, he was, you know, the difference I will say about Robert Byrd, I'm not a big Robert Byrd fan, but he at least acknowledged it and said he was wrong and shouldn't have done it. So, you know, but it, you know, trust me, if it was a Republican, it would have followed them forever. So very good point on your part. Mike, north of Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about the whole racism thing. My sister's a PhD geneticist, and we've had many discussions about this. We just need to realize that we're all one race. We're all the human race. Some people have a little more melanin in their skin than others, but that doesn't make them a different race. You wouldn't call a black lab and a yellow lab two different races. You just call them different, different colors of the same breed of dog. And in fact, there's actually 1,000 times more difference in the color of in the DNA, in the color of a person's eyes, than in the color of their skin. So we could really end this if we just stop playing the whole racist game based on how much melanin we have in our skin and really just talk about what makes a person a person.
No kidding. Very good idea. Another example where we could benefit from science. 100%. We're all God's children, for crying out loud. This is so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. And look, there's a sad chapter we all know about in our past. Well, it's been corrected, okay? Thankfully, it's been corrected. So now use science to, like you're saying, go to your eyes. I love it. Thank you, Mike. Well said. Appreciate that very much. Morgan Svingen is here from YWCA Cass Clay. She's a community relations manager. And YWCA, one of the participants in Giving Hearts Day, we're giving you a chance to meet some of these folks so you can find out more about what they do and decide how you want to do your Giving Hearts Day giving coming up on February 14th, which will be a lot of fun. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. What are you most excited about for this year's Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited to be a part of it again this year, and we're just glad that we can, you know, spread the word with you guys. You know, YWCA is that place where women and children go when they need somewhere to escape domestic violence or homelessness. Last year, we provided safe shelter to 1,375 women and children in need of that safe place. And so we're really excited to be able to provide that space and for Giving Hearts Day to be that time when people can just give on one day to multiple charities. If they give to us that day, they're able to support not only our shelter, but other programs within the shelter, including, you know, Study Buddies, which is an after-school program helping, you know, children get caught up on schoolwork and just be a kid, as well as our education and employment program, where we empower women to secure jobs, further their education, and just gain financial security for their families. So Giving Hearts Day is a great way to really empower the women and children that we're serving just on that one day throughout the community.
And of all the things you do, what is the overwhelming impact that does the most good, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just, you know, we're providing that safe shelter when people are in crisis, but then we're really providing all of those resources for them to rebuild while they're staying with us. They're able to get back on their feet and, you know, provide those resources so that they have long-term support, not only while they're staying with us, but after they leave. And so when people give to the YWCA, they're helping to make long-term differences in those people's lives.
That is great. YWCA Cass Clay, one of the Giving Hearts Day charities that you have a chance to help them do exactly what Morgan has told us about here today in 2019 in bigger and better ways. And, of course, there's big contests that day, so there's matches and there's all kinds of ways in which your dollar can be stretched a little bit as well. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Morgan, thanks so much for the time, and good luck to you today.
Yeah, thank you.
February 14th, by the way, is Giving Hearts Day. Morgan Svingen is the Community Relations Manager, YWCA. Craig and Moorhead, Richard and Fargo, going to get you in when we come back. Plus, Dan Wachlin from the Grain Growers of North Dakota. We'll talk energy and ag. All coming up on What's on Your Mind. Imagine a long Northern Plains winter with a swim spa in your home. Talk about wellness. Vince Webker is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What's an endless pool?
Well, an endless pool is a fitness machine, as we like to call it. What it allows you to do is physical activity in water. For example, they have a treadmill on the bottom, and like I tell everybody, not everybody's a runner, but everybody in an endless pool can be a good runner because of the aspect of the water. And the ability for us as human beings to exercise in water allows that mobility to continue, and great things happen in water. That's why we rehab in water, and you know, several success stories of losing weight and becoming more physical fit with this product. And they just introduced a bicycle to it, too. So for those of you that are into triathlons, and you can do all three in this product.
Incredible. See it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst-case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
The cuts were announced in November. Now today, General Motors will start laying off 4,000 salaried workers, starting an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15%. It wants to free up billions of dollars to invest in a new generation of vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Craig and Moorhead, you were waiting to get in on the discussion over this Governor Virginia flap. What's on your mind?
Hello there.
Hello there.
So, you know, I, like you, I'm no fan of this governor, but this is a scary road. What we have here, 25 years ago, he wasn't in that picture, but he claims he was dressed up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest. That's his crime. Well, whoever put that other picture in the book, who are those people? Are they, like, what if one of them is holding down in a small city, he's the head of a garbage department? Is he allowed to have that job? Or should we chase those guys down too? Because for heaven's sakes, we can't have this anymore. And in the meantime, we can have the Washington Redskins in our nation's capital. So we seem to pick and choose what ticks us off.
Yeah, I think what tripped it for me was this avalanche of criticism on this guy, mostly from Democrats, and I mean every member of the Virginia congressional delegation and all of that, and then also people saying that they were so hurt by this. This was just awful. This was terrible. This was, I mean, this rip. I'm like, okay, come on. I mean, a 1984 yearbook picture that isn't him put there next to him, and as you say, the Michael Jackson thing, I just think, come on. In my mind, you cheapen what is obviously racism when you do stuff like that. There's enough people that do not like people just because of the color of their skin and would like to either do harm to them or treat them differently or whatever. That's racism. I don't think this is racism. Yeah. I'm totally with you. And it also can get out of hand. You know, definitely get on. Let me get one more in on this. Richard, go ahead. You're up. Richard Fargo on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. All these people that are, you know, from the Democrat Party that are screaming racism, you think it's genuine?
Do I think it's genuine? In other words, do they actually think it's racism, or they're just trying to curry favor with the...
Let me ask you this, Scott. All these people that are screaming racism, if this picture had come out during the general election, do you think these same people would be screaming racism, or would they be saying we need to forgive him?
Yeah, I think forgive, because they want to win. They wouldn't want Ed Gillespie as governor of Virginia, is what I think.
Yeah. So if this had come out during the election, now one of these people would be calling for his head. They'd be like, he needs to be forgiven.
Yeah, good point, Richard. Don't have the best connection with you. I apologize because I can't hear you real well. We're going to talk a little agriculture next. Agriculture and energy, that is, wind energy specifically. So it's perfectly appropriate that I let you know this segment's brought to you by our friends at Hyatt Plains Apache. They have an opening right now for a field service tech in Mandan. Great pay, team environment, benefits. So check that out. Jobs at HyattPlainsApache.com if you want to email your cover letter and resume, and you could be working for some great folks very soon that sell the best sprayer money can buy. Businessman sprayer, you know why? A lot of reasons. The way it's built, the quality, the affordability, the simplicity, the dependability, the support that comes with it, the lighter footprint. They weigh about 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models. That means significantly reduced soil compaction and fuel consumption. It's a great sprayer. They have new, they have used. Check them out at HighPlainsApache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan across from Culver's. We're in Fargo, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier I-29, exit 60. High Plains Apache. All right. We're pleased to be joined by Dan Wagsland. Dan is the executive director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Mr. Wagsland, how are you today?
I am doing very well, Scott, and welcome to all of your listeners from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. It sounds like it was a little snowy when you're trying to get to Bismarck today.
The roads were cruddy again, and yeah, nothing like a 4 a.m. wake-up call and then a white-knuckle drive. So at Tower City, I said I had enough. But I'll get to see you soon, Wags. I know you're missing me, but I'll see you soon. Don't worry about it, okay?
That sounds like a plan, man.
We also have Bob Harms here. Bob is an experienced energy policy expert in North Dakota. Worked for Governor Schaefer, Governor Hoeven. Worked in the oil and gas industry and represented the wind industry with the clients in his hometown of Tioga. Keeps an eagle eye on all the policy for North Dakotans for comprehensive solutions. That's right.
All right.
So,
good morning.
How are you, sir? How are you?
Very good. Thank you. You bet.
Fantastic. All right. So we spent a little bit of time on this program talking about ag and energy working together, and talked a lot about it in the ethanol space. Certainly in the wind space, it makes sense to connect these as well. From your perspective, your members, Wags, how is this working?
Well, we definitely need to do that, Scott. Our membership is very, very interested. You know, the energy industry, the agricultural industry, two of the big economic giants in the state of North Dakota, we've got to work together. Both of us are commodities. You know, all of us deal in commodities. And we need to forge those relationships. We've been fortunate to be able to do some of that, but certainly we need to do more. But certainly in the wind industry especially, we've got some synergies that we think are very, very important. That's why you see House Bill 1383, and I know that Bob knows that legislation upside down and everything, but we need to be working together to find equitable solutions to our issues.
So specifically to wind and agriculture, how do you give me the lay of the land from your perspective of what your members are saying about their working relationship with the industry and also the ability to, you know, have some income that's a little more steady. Obviously, it's not a living, but it's a little income that's there and is steady and all along. I mean, is that important to your members, Dan?
Oh, it's tremendously important, Scott. Tremendously important. And so when you've got over regulation, or when you've got agencies that have run amok, like North Dakota Game and Fish, in the siting of these wind energy development projects, we got to rein that in, and that's what Representative Brandenburg's bill does is helps to rein this in, because we've got some over regulatory efforts out there, and we've got payoffs, and it's something that needs to be addressed. We're very, very supportive of what Representative Brandenburg is trying to do. You bet. Do we want wind energy development in the state of North Dakota? Absolutely. Do we want more coal? Do we want more oil? Absolutely. You know what? We got to work together. And together, I think we can do great things for the North Dakota economy.
Is on that front, are there areas we need to work on where you don't see a good enough working relationship? I mean, You're putting that flag in the ground right now to say we need to work together with all of them. I mean, are there areas we're not working together?
No, you know something, Scott. I think the energy industry as well as the ag industry, I think, is working very, very well together. You know, when we take a look at things going on in the North Dakota Capitol, for example, that's where I'm at today. Absolutely. I think that there are very, you know, I think there are things that we're working very well together on. On the wind energy development, I think we're spot on with some of the wind energy developers and things like that. That being said, when you run into over-regulation, like the indirect impacts and some of the things that North Dakota Game and Fish has done, it concerns you. And we're concerned about that. But, you know, as far as industries are concerned, I think we're walking together. And the more we can, the better off we all are.
And, Bob, explain that concern with the Game and Fish and some of the things that were done related to setbacks and then, different financial arrangements. Everything I can get out of that, people recognize it doesn't look good and it shouldn't happen that way. Let's do it differently. Is anybody fighting to keep it the way it was?
Thanks, Scott. There are a couple of bills in the legislature right now that are attempting to address that issue. The issue was, a couple of years ago, in an energy project, there was a payment made from the energy developer to a conservation community for about $600,000 in order to get the permit. There was a perception that that was something that PSC signed off on. That created a draft policy by North Dakota Game and Fish that they rolled out last spring, became very controversial. And so the two bills in front of the legislature attempt to address whether or not there should be mitigation payments extracted from the energy industry, and if that's done, where they go and how those payments are managed. Because as an example, if you got a project in Williams County, and that project needs to be mitigated, should the mitigation dollars go to Emmons County or Headinger County or someplace like that? So that's the framework that's in play right now.
The legislation that Dan mentioned too. Give us a little update on how that's where it's at in the process and how it's being received.
Sure. Well, that's House Bill 1383. There's actually two of them. Another one from Senator Unruh, which is Senate Bill 2261. But both those bills try to address it. House Bill 1383 was heard last week. And to Dan's point, something that was said during the hearing, all energy development takes place on agricultural land. And that's something I think that's really lost in the conversation. But that's really the driver for these two bills. The bill, House Bill 1383, was heard on Thursday. Four basic points: sets up an energy impact, environmental impact fund. It's going to be administered by the Ag Commissioner. It prohibits the Public Service Commissioner from considering indirect impacts, and if there's any direct impact made, that payment would be made to the Ag Commissioner. So that's kind of the framework. I know that's kind of a quick summary, but that's what's in play.
Bob Harms, Dan Logsland with us today on What's on Your Mind. We are every Monday focusing in on issues that are happening at the legislative session. Chet Pollard going to join us next hour as well for an overview on how things are going in the North Dakota House. He's the majority leader, the new majority leader, took the spot that Al Carlson held for the last number of years, so we look forward to that chat coming up as well. And chatting with Dan, who heads up the North Dakota Grain Growers, executive director there, as well as Bob Harms talking a little bit about wind energy and agriculture working together. Give me the flavor of this session so far, Dan, in your mind. What's your takeaway?
Well, Scott, it's a busy session. I think the House of Representatives has more bills in it than it has in recent times. Certainly, there's a lot of legislation going through the Senate, but I think it's progressing very, very well. Of course, it's all going to boil down to money. We know that. And there are unlimited wants. There are limited resources to address those wants. But I think, both leaders have done an excellent job in, moving this thing forward. It's moving at a fast pace. Goodness sakes, there's a lot of balls in the air, Scott.
Yeah, that's keeps everybody busy. Keeps them out of trouble. That's good. We like it. All right, we'll take a quick break. I tell you what, though, anybody that has not been to a legislative session, you have no idea how hard they do work. And that's not a partisan thing. As Republican, Democrat, 80 days, you're packing a lot in every other year to do. So it is hard work, and they work hard on it. They take it serious. So your legislators are earning their bucks, that's for sure. We'll take a break, come back with more of these two coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn, corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out us corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Tomorrow we're having an open house at our brand new studio in Fargo. If you are on the eastern end of the state, western end of Minnesota, want to zoom over, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. anytime, come on by, and you can be here for the show if you'd like. Watch the entire show, or just a few minutes of it, or whatever you desire. It's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first 50 people through the door get a free MyPillow. That's right. Just a nice little thank you from Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Speaking of which, whether it's the Giza sheets, whether it's the MyPillow for pets, which our dogs just absolutely gravitate to. They love it. It's their go-to hangout spot, just to have a little nap. There's travel pillows, go-anywhere pillows, body pillows, My Pillow beds, and, of course, that famous My Pillow mattress topper, 3 inches thick, high-density support, beautiful foam that just cradles your entire body. You get that zero-gravity effect. They're 30% off right now, and they throw in two standard My Pillows absolutely free. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. And if you want a free pillow, just come on by tomorrow. Have yourself a free pillow. There you go. All right, 10 before the top of the hour, and we continue with Dan Logsland from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association and Mr. Bob Harms. Been part of the energy industry, North Dakota, for a lot of years. And we're talking with them about energy and agriculture working together, specifically wind energy. And we had a question for Bob during the break that came in by text. And by the way, calls, questions, comments, always welcome. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. This one's for you, Bob. PSC is having the hearing tomorrow on approval of the approval or disapproval of the Emmons-Logan County Wind Project. What is the progress of House Bill 1167? Sounds like anti-wind people are supporting it.
House Bill 1167 is a bill that was introduced that proposes to create a 3x turbine height setback for the non-participating landowner from the landowner's property line. That bill is still pending. It hasn't been acted on by committee. It was heard a couple of weeks ago, and it was opposed by the wind energy community, and it got mixed reviews from landowners, some in favor, some opposed, and so that's where that bill sits at present.
Another question has to do with the farmers' property rights. Are they being corrected in any of these bills you're talking about, they asked. Dan, I'll start with you. We talked earlier about 1383 and 2761 as an example. There's a provision now that does not allow the PSC to site wind turbines on prime farmland. By my definition, there's a large percentage of North Dakota that is prime farmland. So if I own prime farmland and I decide I want to go ahead and allow a wind turbine on my property, I mean, we're getting into dangerous territory there in restricting private property rights there, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You know, that's been one of the major things that that these bills address, and that is putting the landowner putting the landowner at the table. Definitely, that's one of the things that 1383 does, and that is it doesn't allow for those types of quote unquote exclusion areas, which includes irrigation, which includes prime farmland. So absolutely, this is a property rights bill, and 1383 especially puts the landowner in the equation where they're on equal footing with everybody else, so that they can be at the table when these towers are sited, when these towers when these wind farms are contemplated. That's just a good idea. That's just basic property rights. As you said, Scott, what is it? I think it's like 90% of North Dakota land is privately owned. We've got to have, if someone wants to have an opportunity at this wind energy development, why not? That's their decision, and that should be a decision between them and the wind company, and it shouldn't be precluded by overregulation.
Another question here has to do with indirect impacts, which would, I assume, mean the lease payments from the companies to the landowner. Do we have any, I know we've talked about studies and things that have been done on the dollars there, but let's just down to the, a farm by farm analysis. Bob, can you quickly give me an idea that kind of impact that's having right now in a down farm economy?
Well, you're talking about the impact to the landowner, the farm families that we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. To have that income that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Well, I can't give you hard numbers, but generally speaking, so you can look at turbines. I think some of the studies we've seen, depending upon the landowner and how many turbines he or she may have on their property, but you could be looking at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a family. A larger family and it can go north of that. You know, so it's a significant issue for rural North Dakota, certainly. No question about that.
And I was a little confused because there was a time when Game and Fish was saying, no, don't put them on grassland, put it on production land, right? Mm-hmm. And that would be prime farmland, I would assume. That's okay when they get an exemption, but not when it's, you know, asked for. I don't know. To me, just a landowner ought to have the decision, not Game and Fish, not anybody other than landowners. It's their land. I mean, let them decide. Gosh, we ran out of time here. David, south of Bismarck, you call next time. I had a question on mitigated land. We'll let these gentlemen get back to it at the state capitol in Bismarck. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the conversation a great deal, you bet. When we come back, Chet Pollard will join us more on the state legislation, what's happened there. We'll get his update on how the session is going. Plus, Governor Bergen, First Lady Catherine.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.